Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit, we trust the Father is doing you good, man. Had to start with that song. And thank you so much to Johan Els. Thank you so much, sir. You continue all the time to be the blessing, you know. You continue to be that beacon of the grace of the Father. We just see the grace of the Father. You know, thank you for your kind words, because if there's one thing, Johan, I believe it, because I know you're not just doing it to impress. You are saying it because of your genuine love. We love you, sir. We appreciate you. Thank you for the professionalism of ministry. We appreciate. All right. 657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you good, gracing you so much in a mighty way. You and I, the best of friends, man. My name is Ray, and Parukia seems to be under the weather, but Professor Buisondez is on the line all the way from UJ. She's in the house, I suppose, Mklambigaba. And Professor, greetings to you.
Greetings to you, my brother. Thank you very much. I trust you are well with your beautiful family. I also greet my brother Parukia. It's a pity that he's under the weather today, but the grace of Father is upon him. I also greet the beautiful Red Pulpit family in the glorious name of our Lord, Yahushua HaMashiach. We blessed him for yet another opportunity to be here. Thank you very much, my brother.
I had to be quiet to make sure that you're done.
Yes.
You know,
I'm done. Greetings.
I had to make sure, because no, I don't think it's fair on my side to interrupt you. And you know, good journalism is interruptive. Good journalism is interruptive. You need to interrupt the person you interview, that they don't just get away with what they are saying in the manner in which they say. And the things that they mean, and they are projecting a particular perspective that might not resonate with the rest of the people who are listening to you, you know, or to ask questions also and stuff. So I had to keep quiet with, hey, now she wants to talk about the weather.
It's not yet done.
Yeah, you know, and the weather is like this and that and that and that. You know, so yeah, interruptions are no longer my case. I've learned to work with you, so I just keep quiet until ngibona ukuthi uqedile na, uyabona. Yeah, fanele ngibone ukuthi uqedile ngoba ikhathi neningi bese ngiyajaha mina, eyi ngiyajaha, because uzabulisa wonke umuntu emhlabeni, wonke umuntu emhlabeni. No, man.
Yeah.
You know?
Everyone is special.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And bese kungena mina ngiyazigijimela, yabona njani? And I don't see actually, okay, what you, you know, are talking about and all that. Yeah. Anyway, thank you so much for joining us, Professor. I really appreciate. And
thank you, my brother.
I appreciate the fact that you have agreed to be with us, you know. You have agreed to be with us even tonight, you know.
Thank you.
Yeah, we really appreciate that. Really appreciate that.
Right. A blessed opportunity.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's a grace of the Father that keeps us going, you know, that keeps us going. And I'm just speaking of which, the Father's ministry of patience or forbearance is a topic tonight. Everybody can call in and tell us how the Father has continued to show his patience, you know, over their lives. Over my life, I've seen the patience of the Father, man. He would say, don't go there. Then I would say, I'm not going. And then there comes next year, I am there where I was not supposed to go. And remember, at some stage, sometimes I would laugh at this because the Father would say, why do you have to bleed before you listen? I told you not to do that. Bona so limel.
Yeah,
you
know,
eh? Yeah.
And he has never said he's tired of me.
Mm.
He's never said that. Yeah. He's never said he's tired of me. He's never said, I don't want you no more. You know, unlike people, he has never said that. He has never said, look, I'm done. You know, unlike people I've met in my life, man. I've met quite a lot of people who said, you know what, Ray, I'm done. He's never said, you know, I'm tired. He's never said that, you know. So this is what we call the enduring forbearance of the Most High. It's the enduring forbearance of the Most High upon our lives. And he also prescribes it to us. And also he speaks of the notion of waiting upon him. It's important also to wait upon him. You know, we basically are facing each and every time, you know, situations where we need to wait upon him. We need to wait upon him. We need that. And in most cases, we find ourselves not actually being able to wait in the manner in which we should. It's important to wait on the Father. And it's important to say, let me be found waiting in the Father, you know. Again, this is waiting also for him to do something. This is a form of endurance and steadfastness on our part. But also, this is a moment of trusting the Father. Patience is also a mode of faith, you know, of trusting the Father. Not just only of making demands about the things we want to see happening, but also about waiting on him to do what he wants to do with our lives. You know, waiting on him to do what he wants to do with our lives. That is very important. And his will, the return of the Son of the Most High. We have this ministry of patience, this ministry of meekness, waiting and endurance being upon us. And of course, for things to happen to us, it's important also to learn the patience. When I was growing up, Professor, there was a guy called Tony.
Mm-hmm.
Tony had a bicycle, and when we were growing up, there would be those houses. Then we'd say, "In this house, it's a big house." Okay, I don't know. Maybe you grew up in the farms, man. I grew up in the townships, and there is a house, but a big house. It has big windows.
A big house.
Yes,
we had those. Yes. That's how we define them.
Yeah, it has it has a black and white television. It's called Telefunken or Plumpunkt.
Yeah.
It has a radio that plays records. You know, they used to call it hi-fi. Now we have Wi-Fi.
Hi-fi,
you know. And they would be playing records there. And then they would be eating around 6:30 every night. And everybody pays 5 cents to 15 cents, but 5 cents to 15 cents so that they can go watch TV there. What they are playing there, they are playing, you're watching people playing tennis on a black and white TV. It's like a monitor of a camera, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that in itself had become somewhat a code in many who were saying, you know, when I grow up, I know I will buy a television set for my grandmother. I will buy a television set for my father or for my mother or for my siblings, you know, and they say, no, I will do that. Oh, I will buy a radio. And when people started getting jobs, the first thing they would buy is a hi-fi.
They forgot about the television.
Yeah, no. It's coming. We start with the hi-fi.
Yeah.
A hi-fi, we must dance a bit.
Yeah.
Kube nomsindo ekhaya kuzakala ukuthi nathi ekhaya siyakwazi ukumdlala uMarvin Gaye.
Yeah.
And you'd see that this person had gone to school, man.
Mm.
When everybody else was peeling off from school, he or she stayed on at school.
Cool.
And continued to study. And at times, they would be failing, especially at university. But they would pogopel.
Exactly. Oh, my God.
And they would get that degree, you know.
And then you think that
they are finished, they go to another one. I had a brother, cousin, Barkilaki, and he would study, man. He would study and say, man, when are you going to get a job? He says, I must do this honors. Hey, no, I must do this master's. I must do this PhD. Oh, when are you going to get a job? And he knew what he was doing. Yes, he knew what he was doing. And then all of us were looking at him because we were very young. When we looked at him, we saw him. He bought a house on the top of the mountain in Atrichville, next to the Kang Mosenek. Banna, a demon.
And now that's when you saw what he was doing.
And his TV had a remote. That one we used to watch at that house, there was no remote. You had to stand up from your
seat and
press. And you would make a bit of a funny silhouette there. So basically, patience is about that. If people understand the story that I'm talking about, they would understand that I'm talking about patience, what it is all about. And in many instances and times, we become those kinds of people who go on to actually not understand that patience is a ministry. It's a ministry that the Father has set in us, but it is meant also to prepare us, to make us to be able to develop character, you know, and to strengthen the aspect of the will of the Father in us. It's very important also to look into that. And I think many times we had become those kinds of believers who were steering off from the fact that it is important as believers that we learn to be patient, you know. So it is that. Now, let us also welcome Parukia. He has decided to join us, man. I was just giving him a break. He said he's sick. Malak, Tuda, greetings. Welcome.
Shalom. Shalom, Rabba, to you, to your family, also to Professor Musambi and family, and to the Radio Greetings family. I'm trusting that you are well.
What's happening with the Cape weather, man? What's happening with the Cape weather?
The work of our Yahuwah.
Yeah. What's wrong? Is it the flu? Malak, what's wrong? Is it? I don't know, man. What's happening? Right, Professor, let me bring this to you then. If you look in Genesis chapter 49, verse 18, being patient, or the minister of patience, also implies that we learn to wait upon the Father. It says, I have waited for your salvation. Oh, Elohim. And all of us are there. We are there. We are at that stature. And those who are in teachers' unions would say we are at that juncture. We are at the state where, whether we like it or not, we are practicing this ministry of patience. And it's very easy to waver off from it. First and foremost, all of us are waiting for our salvation. And when I say our salvation, it means after the judgment day, after that great day of the Most High. We are waiting for that. It implies to be ready, steadfast, as the Father would return. Then one is preparing themselves that they be found spotless and acceptable before the Father. So patience is not just staying there and say, "Ay, kuzalunga mntanam," but it's work also. Now, it is also referred to, and check it out, sir. It says in Psalms chapter 37, verses 7, it says, "Rest in the Elohim and wait patiently for him. Do not fret because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked schemes to pass." Here, when it says rest, it means worry not. Rely on the Father. Not on the inyangas of the wicked one, who seems to be amassing so much, and everybody else is comparing you with them. Even your spouse is comparing you with them and say, "Hey, look at that man. He has a degree, you don't. He has a car, you don't." Those things don't make you to fret. Patience in this case means a total reliance on the Father. You learn to rely all your sources, to anchor into the Father and to say, "Father, I don't know when you're going to do this. And I'm not asking you to do it at the time that I require you to do it. But in your time, do it." That's patience. I don't know if we have it as believers today. And check it out. That was Psalms 40 verses 1. Psalms 130 verse 6 says, "My soul waits for the Elohim more than these who watch for the morning." Yes, more than those who watch for the morning. What does it mean to watch for the morning? In other words, it means more than those who basically rely on luck. Yes, those who rely on fortunes. We don't know what this day is bringing. Those who rely on fortunes, on their luck, on their strength, on their achievements, who can't wait to sleep and wake up and do what they did today even better. Then patience makes you stupid when it comes to the logics of the world. Because here you are channeling all your resources to the Father, and the Father disseminates them in the way that He wills. He dispatches them according to His will and His ways. And that which is coming to you as what many people call a blessing, I call it a grace. What comes to you as a grace comes at His own time, as He sees fit. And always, it's good for you when He does it like that. Yeah. We will be talking to Professor Buyiso Ndezi just after this jiffy.
Umthandazo welungisa unamandla ngokugqibeleleyo. Iradio Pulpit yakha uMzantsi Afrika nezizwe zonke ngomthandazo.
Professor, patience, this ministry, are we ignoring it at times? Are we overlooking it? Is it because of so much pressure? You know, when someone is wearing amateki ambambayo and then is running, you can't wait to finish the race. You know, you don't see the joy of the race, the work of patience within you, the strengthening, because there's so much pain. Are we like that these days?
Yeah. Thank you, my brother. You know, as you were talking, you said something that caught my attention that said, whether we like it or not, whether we like it or not, life is mostly about waiting. And in the waiting, patience has to be exercised. Mm. And you're talking about it as the ministry that all of us will need to understand, because life is more about us waiting on the Lord, waiting for the time of the Lord. So the last, some of the last phrases that you were talking about, you're talking about the graces that come upon us upon its own time. So it means there, whatever we desire in our own time might not come to us at the time that we desire those things. So it means when we are patient with God or in God, we learn to be dependent on Him. We learn to give Him the full control of what He wants to do with our lives. And you even said that patience makes us look stupid when it comes to the logic of the world, when it comes to the standards of the world, because in you being patient, in you waiting upon the Lord, it will look as though you don't know your stories. It will look as though you don't know who you are. You don't know what you want in life. You don't know what needs to be done, when and how. And when people are looking at you, they look at you as foolish, because they expect you to do something that you are not doing at that time, whereas you know that I am waiting on the Lord. So this is becoming a ministry that all of us will need to know and understand, because if we are not going to understand patience, we are going to find ourselves having gone outside of the will of God. Most of the things that the Father will cultivate in us are the things that are building our character so that we can be more like Him. And if we are not going to wait on Him, if we are not going to be patient, we are not going to reveal the Father. And sometimes it is in our patience, it is in our waiting, that the world will see who we believe in, that the world will know our God and our Father. When things are done haphazardly, when things are done under the spirit of murmuring and complaining, this is when we know and understand that we are not patient with God. So you also alluded to the fact that what do you do as you are waiting patiently? Some of us, we say we are waiting patiently and we are not. We are busy murmuring. We are busy complaining. We are busy cursing God. We are speaking ill about the Father whom we worship. The scripture in Psalm 40 verse 1, which is one of the verses that you quoted, it says, I waited patiently for the Lord, and He inclined to me and heard my cry. So it means this is the time where a believer, where a child of God will not resort to alternative means of doing things, but will depend on the ways of the Father, which is why he says, the psalmist here says, I waited patiently for the Lord. And as we wait for the Lord in our situation, in our circumstances, we make sure that we do not murmur. We don't speak the word that will speak evil about the Father. We don't curse the Father, and we don't even curse the ways of the Father, because we understand that in our waiting, there is a building of the character, there is a building of who we are, and it is in that state where we are revealing Him. And this scripture says we must know that the Father will incline to us and He will hear our cry. It does not matter when will He hear our cry and when will He act, but because we are waiting patiently, we have developed faith as well, because patience and waiting go hand in hand with faith. So I stand in that position believing that He hears me, believing that He will do, believing that He will come through for me. And when the psalmist speaks in this way, he said, the Father heard my cry. So if the Father heard the cry of His child, it means the Father will act accordingly and will call, will act according to the manner that will be good for His child. So it means, again, we learn not to dictate to the Father, not to say terms that the Father must do things the way that we want Him to do them. So when the Father has inclined His ear to us at His right time, because we spoke about the graces that come upon our lives at the designated time, which is the time of the Lord, which is where patience come from, which is where the waiting on the Lord come from, so which is where the Father will start to bring us up
out of the horrible pit that we sometimes find ourselves in. This is when the Father will come and take us out of the miry clay and set our feet upon the rock and establish our steps, which is the verse 2 of this Psalm 14. So it means when we have learned to stand in the place with our faith, not complaining, we know that we are waiting for the time of the Lord. It is unfortunate that we tend to forget such a ministry, Brother Ray, and think that things must work according to what we want. And that's not telling us or not talking to us about our faith in God, because our faith in God will always depend on His ways. And in Psalm 130 verse 6, it says, my soul waits for the Lord. So it means even if my friend can come and bring some advice and bring alternative ways that could seem to benefit me, so if those ways are not coming from the Lord, I need to ensure that I continue standing in the Father. I will therefore reject and discard anything that does not come from the Father. I will always depend on Him. So patience is also teaching us about dependence on Him. It's also teaching us about reliance on the Father. It's also teaching us about being courageous in the state where we find ourselves at. So when we are waiting patiently, we are not getting there and with our heads bent down, with our shoulders crunched. So we get there and say, I know my Redeemer lives. I know that the Father will come through for me. So I wait on the Lord and I will be courageous. And I know that the strength that I need will come from the Father. So I continue to wait on Him patiently. So I become a person who waits without becoming annoyed. I don't get anxious. I don't worry. So it is all of these anxieties and worries that come from competition, that come from what you see happening in your neighbor's life, seeing what is happening with the lives of some other people, that makes us being anxious in our waiting. So when we get to a state of anxiety, Brother Ray, we end up getting outside of the will of God. We speak things that we're not supposed to speak. But when we are waiting on the Lord patiently, we are courageous. We are strengthened by the will of God. So it depends what you do as you wait. It depends what are the activities and what are our mindset as we are patient, because sometimes we can say we are patient and we are not. We are busy murmuring, we are busy complaining, we are busy backbiting, we are busy speaking evil, and we're thinking we are patient. So in patience, there is a certain character that we need to employ. There is a certain behavior that we must have. So in other words, we wait being people of God, possessing the character of God, the behavior of God, making sure that the word of God continues to be the first and the last, the final authority against everything else, and we become the people who are living by the word as we continue in our patience waiting on the Lord.
I hear you quite well. When I call Baruch, his phone always cuts us off. I don't know why, but his phone continues to cut us off, and this has been happening now for the third time. I will try it again. All right, we are talking about the ministry of patience, what it is all about. You can send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. How the Father has taught you about patience, or how you have learned about patience, or where patience has taken you. It's also something to look into and to talk about. 0826572729. Let's hear what you say. 0826572729. Let's hear what you make of this. Otherwise, you can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. That is 012-334-1322. We are keen to hear from you, and of course just say as much as you feel you need to say about the very notion of patience as being a ministry in your life. We're talking about that.
Tapelo ya motho yo lokileng ena le matla. Tswela pele go rapelela Radio Pulpit moshumong o re o dirang Afrika Borwa le ka ntlhagamelwane ya yona.
All right, let me talk to some of our guests, and Of course, let me start with Ratu. And it's Shalom, Shalom Ak. Just hold on for me. Let me start with Ratu.
The line is bad today.
The line is bad now on your side because we are trying to connect with you. Can you hear us now? Can you hear us? All right. No. Professor Wena, you can hear us, Angitine.
Clearly so, my brother. Thank you.
Yeah. So let us start with Ratu and also Kwasi. Nontlantla has sent over her contributions to the show. We'll start with that, and then from there we'll come up and talk also and hear what Ratu has said. And Nontlantla, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate, man. Thank you for always responding to my appeal, because I know it's taxing at times. I know you're busy, but I appreciate it. Thank you. Good evening.
Good evening, Pastor Ray. Good evening, Bafundisi in studio. Good evening, everybody. Happy Tuesday. Happy Tuesday. Spiritual patience. It's the inner strength and endurance to wait with trust and hope through difficulties, delays, and trials. It's rooted in faith and belief in a divine plan. The book of Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 to 23, patience is mentioned as a fruit of the Spirit. Spiritual patience is the ability to endure challenges and delays with courage, trust, and hope. Viewing them as part of a spiritual journey rather than a passive waiting. It is a virtue that strengthens faith and reflects a deep connection to God. Almost every unkind word we've spoken, Pastor Ray, and every unwise decision we've taken kindly would have been avoided if we had been more patient spiritually. The book of Psalms, chapter 37, verses 7. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Do not fret when people succeed in their ways. The book of Romans 12:12, rejoice in hope, be patient in tribulation, and be consistent in prayer. Patience is not an emotion. Patience is an attitude, an intentional one. Patience is the ability to arrest the impulse to act impatiently while dealing with the frustration of being delayed, being agitated but refusing to act on that agitation. Patience is not eliminating the feeling, but an attitude to refuse to act unwisely and impulsively. How do we then deal with these? How are we more patient spiritually with what God is going to do in our lives? The book of James, chapter 1, verses 2 to 4. It reads, consider it joy, my brothers and sisters, when you face trials and tribulations, many trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Patience requires faith. The book of Romans 8:25, but if we hope for what we do not see, we wait with patience. Patience requires broad faith. Book of Hebrews 10:36, you need to persevere. The need to be patient to receive what God has promised. We need to inundate ourselves with the word of God to have faith, faith that produces patience. As a child of God, we need some sort of spiritual brainwashing so that we can tap into the spiritual. Patience, Pastor Ray, produces faithfulness. Patience produces consistency. Patience produces reliability. And patience produces the unwillingness to quit. Patience requires focus, greater focus. That is selective attention. We need to be selective in what we give attention to. There are things that we have to decide we are not going to look at, we are not going to do, but we need to focus. I need to choose what I give my attention to. The book of Psalms 121 verse 1. Excuse me, greatness requires patience. Spiritual patience is intentional obedience. Pastor Ray, spiritual patience pays you with peace. We pray for something and then we want to figure it out on our own. That is not spiritual patience. It is carnal patience. So for spiritual patience, we pray and we trust that God will see us through. We pray and we trust, and in our patience, we need to be serving in the body of Christ. We need to be serving. Spiritual patience requires maturity. We need not take offense in the process. We need not be defensive and not take correction. Our patience need to produce fruit. We need to be consistent as well in pursuing God, and we need not be carnal. I thank you, Pastor Ray. Blessed evening further. To God be the glory.
All the time. May the Father be glorified. Thank you so much. I really appreciate. Thank you. Thank you for making time. Each and every time you do make time. And that means a lot to me.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives in the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Malak, welcome. Greetings to you.
Shalom.
Are you well, sir? Are you well? We can hear you this side, but you can't hear us. So the problem is on your phone. All right, let's leave it. He will talk to us via voice notes. Professor, let me bring this to you then. You heard what Kwasi Nontlantla had said. And she speaks of it so beautifully, that this is a ministry. It develops your faith, develops your discipline, develops your conduct. Strengthens your holiness, you know, your reliance upon the Father. Now, when we read in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 14, it says, now we exhort you, brethren, warn those who are unruly, comfort the faint-hearted, uphold the weak, and be patient with all. Now, we've come to realize that also the minister of patience is very much involved in discipleship, winning back people, training them, serving. Patience is a ministry of service also. Within it, we learn to serve. What say you, Professor?
Thank you very much, my brother. You know, if you say like that, you just reminded me that there is no way that we can serve the Lord and minister to others if we are not patient with them, because they come with different characters, they come with different rates at which they will hear you, different understanding, and you need to always be there to ensure that there is that guidance, there is that giving of direction as you continue learning together the word of God. So you've just got something that it was a bit far from my mind, that if we are not going to be patient as ministers, as the people of God, and we're not patient with one another, we are not going to reveal God, because we are working with different people. So in the scripture you quoted, 1 Thessalonians 5:14, now we exhort you, brethren, warn those who are unruly, comfort the faint-hearted, uphold the weak, and be patient with all. All there means all. So it means those that you might find easily welcoming or easily attracted to you, or those that are difficult to do so. The Bible still expects us to be patient with all, as it is a command from the Father. So patience is about us depicting what the Father would do. And it's about us being strengthened in our faith, as my sister has said. So it's more about us building a certain character that will reveal God, which is a character of also that the Holy Spirit would portray, the character of comfort. This verse speaks about comforting the faint-hearted, and that's the work of the Holy Spirit. It means as we wait and be patient in our works, we are also exercising and depicting and taking the position that the Father would want us to take, and upholding the weak. It's our duty, the ministry that we need to take as we continue to be patient. So these are the things that we need to exercise. So I want to bring the verse, James 5, verse 7 and 8, while we talk about this verse of lifting up those who are weak and comforting those who are faint-hearted and being patient with all. James 5, 7 and 8 says, therefore be patient, brethren, until the coming of the Lord. See how the farmer waits for the precious fruit of the earth, waiting patiently for it until it receives the early and latter rain. You also be patient, establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is at hand. When it says, therefore be patient, brethren, it wants us to understand that some of the things that we are looking forward to might not come at the time that we desire. And here you are given an illustration of the farmer. When we know that when you go to plant something on the ground, that seed has to go through a process, the process of lying under the ground, the process of starting to germinate, the process of taking root before you see something coming out. So in patience, we learn to understand that life goes through processes, and those processes are mostly determined by the Father. And as we go through processes, we are built in Him, we are strengthened in faith, we grow deeper in Him, in the same way that the seed that the farmer puts into the ground has to take roots first before it could come up. So in patience, we learn to be rooted in God. We learn to depend on Him. We learn to depend on the seasons of the Father as He brings them upon our lives. And it says here, the farmer waits for the precious fruit of the earth, waiting patiently for it until it received the early and the latter rain. So it means in patience, we learn to understand the seasons as well. We learn to understand when are certain things going to happen. And we know that they will happen according to the timing of the Lord. We know that there are things that we must do as we wait. We wait for the early and the latter rain. So when we wait, we don't just wait idly. We continue waiting in prayer. We continue waiting in the word. We continue to water our seed. So we bring the early seed, the early rain, the prayer today. You continue to bring the prayer tomorrow. So those are form of the watering that we do in the time of waiting, as we continue to be patient in what we do. And the Bible tells us that we also have to be patient, establishing our hearts. So in patience, our hearts learn to grow in a certain direction, which is towards the Father. Father. So we establish our hearts in faith. We establish our hearts in God. And we also understand that He is the one who determines the fruit. It determines when the fruit will come out. And when this verse speaks of the establishment of our heart, for the coming of the Lord is at hand. So it means in patience and in waiting, we must know that we are expected to be found with the right fruit. We are expected to be found with the right results. We are not just waiting, doing things that are not going to be godly, that are not going to be good when the Father comes to us. So in patience, we learn to bear the right fruit as we wait for the time of God. We learn to be strengthened in our faith, and our hearts continue to be clung unto the Lord, attached to Him, so that we can become this fruit desirable to the Father. And we do not get out of the ground. Remember that the seed, when it's planted on the ground, it will never uproot itself from the ground. So in patience, I remain in my position. I remain in God. I remain in the place where the Father will be revealed to me and also take me from that level to another level. So patience reveals the Father. Patience strengthens us. Patience roots us in Him. Patience makes us to be stronger in faith and to be strong at heart, that we may know who we belong to. 2 Peter chapter 3, I'm only going to read verse 9. It says, "The Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering towards us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." So while we think that we are getting behind because we are not getting answers from the Father, the scripture tells us the Lord is not slack concerning His promise. So it means we need to wait for Him patiently, trusting Him, speaking the word of God, speaking well about the ways of the Father, speaking the word even to those who are coming towards us. For we surely know that the promises of the Lord are yes and amen, and they will not delay. They will happen at the right time. For the word says the Lord is not slack concerning what? His promises towards us, but is long-suffering towards us. So while we want those things to happen to you right now, there's someone else who is asking God for an extra day, for an extra moment, so that his faith will be strengthened, so that when the time of the Father to release Yahushua HaMashiach, when He comes here for the second coming, that person is found in God. So it means we are not only waiting for our own benefit, but also for the salvation of others. So it means we are learning not to be selfish in our dealings with the Father. For the Bible tells us that the Lord is long-suffering towards us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. So we are waiting in God. We are waiting for God, for His time, and He takes us through the process. And sometimes my waiting in Him in prayer will benefit someone else, will also make someone else understand that there is the love of the Father, and the Father wants everybody else to be in Him as we wait on Him. And the other thing that I said earlier on about what do we do as we wait unto the Lord, as we wait patiently, James 5 verse 9 says, "Do not grumble against one another, brethren, lest you be condemned. Behold, the judge is standing at the door." So as we wait patiently, taking root in God, we need to be aware that we are not expected to grumble, not grumbling against one another, not murmur against God, not speak against the word of God, but ensure that the character of Christ is revealed in us. So it means we become patient in trials, we become patient in situations that are not comfortable, bearing the fruit that is aligned with the fruit of the Spirit. My sister spoke about it is about the bearing of the fruit of the Spirit. So when we are patient, we are bearing the fruit of the Spirit, because it is expected of us to bear that fruit for Him to be revealed in our lives.
So, thank you so much, Professor. I really appreciate.
Live life with us. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
All right, let's talk to Parukia because we just couldn't get hold of him on his line. I think something is wrong with the lines, yeah, in his place. We could hear him clearly. Tuda Malak.
And Parukia, who are to you, my ach, and to your family, to Professor Buiso Ndezi and to family, also to the greater, wider audience of Radio Pulpit. They are our family as well. So greetings to them, trusting that everything is well. So I'm getting there. So just bear with me here and there, you know. Yeah. Spiritual patience. Eish, spiritual patience. What a topic. And spiritual patience, I want us to look at it from the farmer perspective, as opposed to the one who goes and buys the stuff, not knowing how they came about, not knowing the process. When I go to the shop and I buy these veggies, there's nothing for me to learn. It's a shortcut. But now, if I am the farmer, there is a lesson. You know, there's things that I start to understand, because when you look at the word of Abba Yahuwah, it mostly would speak of plants, farming. You know, it's based on farming. It speaks of the seeds, you know, and all we see. It would speak of the lamad, you know. So you can actually get to be able to understand that now there's the soil and all that, the fruits, you know. So it gives us a wide picture. Now, hence I say, if and when we want to understand the word, the person that plants, the person that is forever or spend most of the time in the garden, they are to reap much more than the one who just goes to the shop and just buy stuff that is just ready and packaged. So there's nothing really much to learn. You didn't go through the process. You learn the weather, you learn the seasons. There's so many things. You get to understand the types of soils. You know, it brings all education. So now, when we speak of patience, it is now as a farmer that when and if I would be doing that, I get to learn. You know, I get to know that, oh, maybe there's no rain or there's too much of this. And, you know, so I try and bring balance into everything. And sometimes things don't go as I have planned, because there may be pestilence that comes and eat, you know, what I've planted. Now I must go and start afresh. And this brings us to Jeremiah chapter 18 from verse 1. Now it says, this is the word that came to Jeremiah from Abba Yahuwah. He says, go down to the potter's house and there I will give you a message. So I went down to the potter's house and I saw him working on a wheel, but the pot he was shaping from the clay was marred in his hand. So the potter formed it into another pot, shaping it as it seems best to him. So the clay does not have a say. The clay awaits the direction of the potter. Now, when we look at this and we understand in the book of Deuteronomy chapter number 30, Abba Yahuwah says there's two paths. And how he has outlined it, he says, choose life, because one leads to death, one leads to life. And we get to now when the shortcuts, there's nothing for us to learn. It brings emptiness. It steals, because it takes away the word of Abba Yahuwah from us, that now we don't have this patience. Because then when we speak of spiritual patience, it is a strength that comes from being taught and to be disciplined by Abba Yahuwah himself, right? So it is not waiting in weakness, but standing firm in learning while the promise or the process matures. You see? So now his word becomes that of a shepherd's staff, because he teaches, he corrects, he directs. Just as the shepherd uses the staff to lead the flock slowly and safely. So we have to understand that it is the will of Abba Yahuwah that has got to be done. Not my will, but his. Because when I start to bring my will in, kenama kendlas. So now, and which means I move away from his word. And when I move away from his word, it means he's not there. This house that I'm building is empty. Psalm 127 verse 1 says, if Yahuwah does not build a house, then the laborers have labored in vain. So when he's not part of this, that he's teaching me, that the discipline, you know, this patience, because it's one of the fruits of the Ruach, it is important for me as a person to get to learn, to say, for everything there's a season. You wait until that particular season comes to say, okay, so if it's winter, they wouldn't be. But you see how we get to be corrupted, because today the system has made us, you can eat any food, whatever season. But Abba Yahuwah's way was for us to learn, was for us to be able to understand. Because we got to understand the process. We get to understand how nature operates, because that teaches us discipline. That teaches us patience in the whole thing. You see? And as his promises matures, because now it is about the everlasting life. That's the point. It's about the crowning. But now, if we think that there's going to be shortcuts to the crowning, we're wrong. The mother carries this child approximately for 40 weeks. You see, it's a proper pregnancy time to say, why doesn't the mother carry the child for 2 months or for 1 week? Because she has commitments. She has a job. She has this and that. No. Abba Yahuwah has made so for her to endure. And in there, there are sufferings with regards to this particular pregnancy. So literally, it gets to be the same. It's not a smooth walk. The same way with the farmer, that tatsilelengwe, the hail has destroyed the plants. Tatsilelengwe, it's too much of the sun that has scorched the plants, and there's no rain. It's dry and all that. And they have got to start afresh. But the time of birthing, when they now, when everything has become successful, they sit and they smile. Hallelujah.
I hear you right well, Ak.
I hear you right well. Thank you so much.
Send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say. We're talking about this ministry of patience, what it is all about.
Amogela melaetsa ya thero, tutloetso le kgothatso ya letsatsi lengwe le lengwe mo Facebook paging ya rona. Nna leloko la Facebook page ya Radio Pulpit gompieno.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222. or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Add your voice to ours. We want to hear from you. Contact us at gospel@radiopulpit.co.za or send a WhatsApp to 082-657-2729. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.